This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From Holy Thursday through Easter Sunday, the familiar rock opera from 1970, Jesus Christ Superstar, the music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. You just heard a bit of that there. So whether you were celebrating before this weekend, Passover, or perhaps Easter Sunday, or just having a great Sunday, welcome to the show, everybody. Kate Delaney, boy, it really was a memorable kind of Easter. Still, under the pandemic, things a little bit different. There were churches who held services in parking lots like they did in 2020. There were others that had social distancing on beaches if they were coastal. And then, of course, the ever-popular live streaming services that have been going on for the past year. That's how the Pope did it out of Rome, normally huge at the Vatican. The Holy Mass was held that way. And, of course, lots of people doing a live streaming thing because they couldn't be there in St. Peter's Square. And then there were a few churches who had limited seating at their services, but most were virtual or in some other type of form. And again, this carries over from 2020. It was an interesting weekend, to be sure, and going into the weekend, incredibly sad with what happened at the Capitol. Once again, the Capitol is breached, and a Capitol police officer ends up being killed. And sadly, somebody that people knew as not that kind of person ended up also losing his life. And then there's all these question marks about how safe is it, you know, again, at our Capitol, where you have, you know, somebody slamming a car into the barricade and a police officer, another Capitol cop, ends up dead. And it's breached again. So we had this on the 6th. And then we had another, again, chaotic scene on Friday. And this time it was maybe a little bit different, a lot different, but just as scary because the questions abound about where are we with this? Why can we not protect the Capitol? And if we have the barricades up or down, what are the barricades doing? And it, again, the sense of calm is shattered, and the questions about security are raised once again. So shockwaves is really what I think it was about on Friday. there had been a long shadow cast from our halls of government since January 6th. And now, here it is again. Not a lot known about the motivations of the suspect, Noah Green, who slammed his car into the Capitol's north barricade after 1 o'clock Eastern, hitting two U.S. Capitol police officers before getting out of his car, running toward the officers with a knife before he was shot by police. 25 years old. And so social media is where immediately law enforcement goes to comb through accounts to see if there's any postings, anything that will give you clues as to why Noah Green did this, and posts on his social media account suggests he was struggling with mental illness, paranoia, delusions. He wrote about suffering from multiple home break-ins, food poisonings, assaults, unauthorized operations in the hospital, mind control. And he was an admirer of the Nation of Islam leaders minister, Louis Farrakhan, posted a video with a caption stating that the U.S. government is the number one enemy of black people, and attributed his afflictions to forces he presumed were part of the CIA and FBI government agencies of the United States of America. So this was all, this verbatim, what I just said, was all what you would see combing through his Facebook. Sadly, the officer, Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force, lost his life in the attack, and another was injured, like I said. So how do you find the balance between preserving accessibility of the Capitol and ensuring the safety of the people who protect it? It had just been weeks since the temporary barbed wire fencing was taken down. And the idea that the Capitol could have been breached the way it was, and we looked like a banana republic back on January 6th, and was so we were so vulnerable to that attack, and then to tear it down, pull it down, and say, yeah, we've got this, and then to have this happen. Wow. So flags were at half-mast in some places, including the White House. So very, very sad for the families of the officer. Just mind-boggling as to why Noah Green did this. And again, what do you do to protect the people trying to protect the lawmakers? And how do you make this building that reeks of our history, where everyday history is being made and was in the past, also accessible to people who want to go through and see the Capitol? I thought to myself over the weekend, thank goodness, I feel fortunate that I've been there many, many times, and I had the opportunity as a broadcaster to broadcast from there. But even as a kid, I had the chance to tour there. But certainly, there is not a sense of calm when it comes to the Capitol and now this next attack, this latest attack. Coming up, we head to the mailbag. The latest on COVID. Many of you had some thoughts once again on that. And a few other odds and ends, if you like, coming up a little bit later in the show.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all the mail. Let's comb through it. Remember, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This first one is from Marvin in Wisconsin. Kate Delaney, I think you live in Southwest Airline territory. Did you hear the latest story about a couple that wouldn't wear their masks and ultimately got thrown off the flight, and how everybody danced and cheered and made a big ruckus over the fact that they were escorted off? I do know this story because this just recently happened. So there's been so many things that have happened on flights, isn't it? There was a TikTok video, and this is what I think you're talking about, where there was an entire plane clapping and cheering. There was a couple that was asked to leave, escorted off an American Airlines flight because they and the footage was somebody, this is how it always is, right? It's somebody behind, like a couple rows behind them, shooting everything that's happening. So they start arguing. They refuse to comply with the safety protocol, and they won't wear a mask. And at the beginning of this, the woman is wearing a mask and then takes it off and saying she didn't break the rules. And then you have the flight attendant saying, you were saying I didn't comply to put on my mask when you asked me to. And they're going back and forth with this whole question of, did you ask me to put on the mask and all that sort of thing. So the woman yells at the flight attendant, you're not telling the truth, you're a liar, you have to live with that. You know, they start all this nonsense. So then before you know it, poof, off the plane. That's it. You know, done. And it becomes a TikTok. So, listen, this is the deal. Mask on, mask off. Southwest is saying you want to fly these friendly getaway flights. You want to get whatever special fares. You want to get on our airline. You have to wear a mask at all times throughout the flight, including boarding and deplaning. And they communicate that over and over again throughout the whole time to let people know. I mean, we know that. So the woman who walked off with her, because it was really her and the companion went with her. The woman, by the way, in the TikTok video, when she finally stands up, because she's, you know, I'm sorry, you got to get off the plane, she flips the bird to everyone on the plane. And then, again, the plane just goes crazy. And one woman got up and started to dance. so bad. It is. It's like us against them when you get on a flight now. Right. We know after, this is a non sequitur, but after 9/11, I was flying a lot. And then, of course, I wasn't flying for a bit because you had a couple weeks where there wasn't any flights. And when I got on a flight from Dallas to Philadelphia, I remember this was an American flight, and there was only a handful of us on the flight. I mean, there might have been five in this giant plane. And when I got on, they were, you know, giving you pillows. And this guy said to me, "Are you prepared to do what you have to do?" And I said, "You're damn right I am." He meaning, if something happens on this plane, are you going to get up and fight? Because that was then the thought that we're not going to let someone take the plane down. Now, in this case, you have the passengers against the other people who are refusing to do what you have to do, so you can just get up in the air. And then the woman took it to a whole nother place. And that was it. They weren't getting, you know, they weren't going to continue on that flight. They were opening the doors and they were off, and it went viral. So this viral TikTok video showed the dispute. You could see the whole thing. It's just not complying, period. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Jake in the great state of Texas. And he says, "Hey, Kate, how about those Baylor Bears? Don't know if you're going into the man cave, but I'm sure when you go into the man cave, you'll be talking about it. Monday is a very, very big day for Baylor basketball and just in general for the men's championship. Gonzaga, who you said was going to go all the way through, did an incredible final second shot, a buzzer beater, put Gonzaga there instead of UCLA, and Baylor just wiped the floor with Houston. And I went to Baylor, so I'm very excited about the Baylor Bears, and I just kind of wonder what kind of a game we're going to see. You know what, if you're asking me to handicap it, here's what I would say. If we see an edge-of-your-seat game like Gonzaga and UCLA was, that's a good thing. And by the way, for people who don't know what happened that got Gonzaga in the Final Four against UCLA is Jalen Suggs. He just nailed a buzzer beater. It was almost like one of those half-court shots. It was like that somebody, you can win $1 million if you throw throw it up in the air and it goes in. Three dribbles, 55 feet, and one of the greatest shots in NCAA tournament history and Final Four history. I mean, there's just no question about it. And it's crazy because the Gonzaga coach, Mark Few, he didn't call a timeout, right? So I think they thought, I don't think he did, but I think that probably people were thinking it's going to be double overtime. And then sure enough, boom, Jalen Suggs, he just hoists it up and with the right amount of time. And pretty incredible. And Gonzaga is unbeaten, and they are, of course, trying to be the unbeaten national championship team and survive that way. It hasn't happened since the mid-70s. It was a Bobby Knight Hoosier team that was able to do that. But I like the Baylor Bears, too. It's hard to handicap this. I hope it's going to be a close game, but Gonzaga is favored by 4.5 points right now at this point, and it makes sense, right? So that's the Monday showdown at 9:20. It tips Eastern, 9:20 Eastern. So thanks for that. That is pretty cool. All right, that's what I said, that we had kind of a mixed bag when it came to this time around when it came to the mailbag. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Janice. Again, another one about basketball. Kate, how about the ladies and the championship game? They never get enough love, it seems. Well, you know what? This was another edge-of-your-seat game. Stanford basically hangs on to beat Arizona, and they win their first title since 1992. They win their game 54-53, and that was played. They were all played in San Antonio. That was played at the Alamo Dome. So what a great finish too. So congratulations to the Lady Cardinal team, because that was obviously a very big win. If you have to go back to the 90s, the early 90s, for the last time that they were able to do that. All right, now for something completely different. This one is from Joseph, who is listening to us in West Virginia. Hey, Kate, I was wondering, I'm listening to what people are doing with COVID and the shots and being vaccinated. I was wondering if you've been vaccinated and what the number is now of the people who have been vaccinated. I have been vaccinated. I love when you give all the love to us in West Virginia. Yeah, for having those high numbers in the beginning. I have been vaccinated. Moderna, that's what I got. Two doses of that. 100, so I'm one of the vaccinated. 106.2 million have been vaccinated. They've gotten at least, that's the number of people who've gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. And it covers almost 40% of the eligible population, 16 and older, 32% of the total population. In Texas, the availability is tremendous. I think almost anybody can get the vaccine. All of a sudden, can't get the vaccine. I wasn't in those groups, in those early groups. And then poof, it pops up and more people I know that were scrambling to try to get it, they've been able to get it. So there were doses. It was organized. It was well done. The military at one point helped on the second shot. The military was there and they were giving out the shots. And the first time around it was fire department. The fire department was really helping. So thanks to all the volunteers for doing that and being there for hours and hours and helping to make things smooth, because it was incredibly, incredibly smooth. So thanks for asking about that. It's the vaccine rollout in some places is bumpy. Maryland, D.C., the worst. Virginia, not West Virginia, but Virginia, a little bit tougher in Virginia, although I hear it's getting smoother there. And in rural areas, it can be tougher there as well. But in the United States, the availability has to be at this point. It's just opening much wider than it was. It's certainly different from other countries. So thanks once again to all of you for your thoughts through the miracle of the internet. Like I said at the top of this, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts. Coming up next, a conversation with Karen Laird about one of my favorite things to talk about, puppies. Pal Puppy Story Time. That's the name of a book that she's written. And we'll talk to her about that. And then I've got some cool dog stories. Perfect for a holiday weekend. Hang with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 3 million Americans per day are receiving COVID vaccinations as vaccination efforts increase across the country. On Saturday, more than 4 million doses were administered, setting a new single-day record. Despite those efforts, cases are slowly rising, with spreading variants being blamed for the increase. Dr. Celine Gounder was a member of the Biden Transition Team's COVID Advisory Board and tells CNN that there are still some precautions those who are vaccinated should take, including avoiding large crowds.
Only about 30% of people in this country have received even one dose of vaccine, much less being fully vaccinated. And so I think if you are vaccinated, yes, you can engage in some of these activities, but you should still stay away from crowds. You should, if you're visiting with people from household not your own, really be sticking to one other household at a time, because there is still a very real risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A state of emergency has been declared in Manatee County, Florida, as a wastewater reservoir about 40 miles south of Tampa is near collapse. Hundreds near the Piney Point Reservoir have been evacuated as officials worry the reservoir's walls could structurally collapse, allowing more than 600 million gallons of water to escape into the surrounding area. Crews are working to pump water out of the pond to alleviate the pressure on the reservoir's walls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the measures are being taken to prevent a catastrophic flood.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation. But the water quality issues that are flowing from this for us is less than the risk of everyone's health and safety, particularly folks who may live in the area. And so public health and safety is the top priority. Obviously, we want to protect that in a way that minimizes any of the environmental impacts.
This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
All right, before we go to Karen Laird and talk about the dogs, they're going to have to wait. Can you hear them in the background? I think a few of them are barking. Before we do that, we got some odds and ends for you, some big ones. Some of them have to do with sports and some other things that are happening around the globe and in the United States as well, like Shohei Ohtani, a pitcher for the Angels. Incredible. So picture this, if you will. This is just the start of the Major League Baseball season, and he throws a baseball 101 miles an hour in the top of the first, and then he hits a baseball 150 miles an hour in the bottom of the first. Exhilaration, right? His fastball, that pitch that was over 100 miles an hour, was. I've been at these batting practices where it's like BBs. You can't even see. I've never seen 100 miles an hour, though. To Adam Eaton, he was the receiver on the other end of that. And it's, of course, he struck out. And it was the fastest thrown pitch by any starting pitcher this season. And then his home run, 115 miles an hour, the hardest hit home run of the season by any player. Now, the season just started, so Ohtani and everybody else has a long way to go. But that's it. I just want you to think about this for a second. Even if you don't know anything about sports, I just want you to think about a ball, you standing in the batter's box, you standing at the plate. Not the batter's box. You're standing at the plate, and you're trying to catch up to a ball that's thrown 100 miles an hour. Yeah. So he was incredibly dominant, and he was just, I mean, amazing. And then after that exhilarating night, he there's a potential injury for Ohtani. He leaves after taking a cleat from Jose Abreu to his left ankle in the fifth inning. And I guess it was just sore, but they removed him anyway, so they still have to evaluate it. But still, just absolutely incredible. And it's an oddity that, again, he clocked the ball when he hit, and then he, off of his glove, threw that incredible, incredible fastball. All right, the other thing that happened having to do with Los Angeles is the SAG Awards, because this is award season when it comes to the movies. I know a lot of people are saying either because of the pandemic, they're watching the movies however they, you know, they're paying for them, whatever way they, instead of going to the movie theater. And some people have seen a bunch of the movies and some people haven't. The late Chadwick Boseman, he won an Oscar for The Trial of the Chicago 7, and Aaron Sorkin's courtroom drama won Best Ensemble Cast in a Motion Picture. This is the SAG Awards. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which co-starred Boseman and Viola Davis, snagged Best Lead Actor honors at the SAG Awards, too. So that was pretty big. And now, you know, you got the Oscars that are coming up. So things that happened at the SAG Award, especially with movies, because there are television categories there, and Oscars will focus only on the movies. But it's kind of an indicator of what could happen at the Academy Awards. So, like, last year's Best Picture winner, Parasite, won Outstanding Cast, while all four individual SAG winners in 2020 also won Oscars. So sometimes that can happen. Just to throw this in, the movies, I said, the ensemble cast, The Trial of the Chicago 7, so that was big. And I talked about Viola Davis. She wins for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. You also had four stunt ensemble Wonder Woman 1984. Can you imagine being the superhero? Well, the superhero stunt person in that. For television, for ensembles in the drama series, you had The Crown being the winner there. You had Schitt's Creek, they won for comedy series. You had actor in a drama series, Jason Bateman, Ozark, Gillian Anderson, who played Margaret Thatcher. She wins for The Crown, and, you know, and so on and so forth. So I won't go through all of them, but it was pretty interesting to see. I didn't watch it, but it's pretty interesting to see the winners. And once again, you have people that are virtual. So this is the world we live in now. So award shows are virtual as far as the winners and the announcements. And some of them get really dressed up, and it's really kind of clever the way that they do it. I mean, kudos to the way they actually, the way that they put it on. All right, so moving along in odds and ends, while that was happening, this happened as well. You know, you have the Easter ceremonies and other people that are celebrating still spring breaks or getting ready for spring breaks. You had what I talked about at the top, the Capitol attack, and that's going to ignite, I'm sure, the fence debate in Congress and what to do and how much money are they spending on protection. And then you have Congressman Matt Gaetz, who there's just been a blitz about his activities and this federal investigation, and you have a lot of Republicans jumping off of the Gaetz bandwagon. I mean, he is a high-profile Republican from Florida and was a huge advocate for the former president, Donald Trump, and really a nemesis, firebrand, whatever you want to call him, against Democrats in Congress. And he said on Twitter, and in an interview on Fox News that he's the victim of an extortion plot and he's denied having a relationship, a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl or paying women for sex, because that's what the allegations are, and they've been reported in the New York Times and a couple other places. Former Attorney General William Barr was briefed on the inquiry last year, and this is a pending investigation. So they're not talking about what's going on in the investigation just now that this is coming out. He hasn't been charged with a crime. And denying allegations before charges are filed is generally pretty rare, although now the era that we live in, maybe a little bit more common for political people because you're countering accusations in the court of public opinion. So he's been on the full court press since this bubbled up last Tuesday and giving lots of interviews to talk about that this is extortion. And, you know, later in the week, more things started to come out and the public appearances started to dwindle a little bit more. But and this is the thing. This is why I was thinking about this. I understand the strategy in one way, but this is a reason why lawyers don't let their clients talk. Because if they're in the middle of an investigation and you're claiming all this innocence, you don't know what's going on in this investigation. It's almost better to wait until it all comes out. I mean, that's just kind of a sidebar thing to that. But this is about public opinion because the court of public opinion matters. So is there a downside to that or not? I mean, this is like one of those classic crisis communications conundrums. And I think the strategy would be to just not deal with it. I mean, listen, because the investigation, which began months ago during the Trump administration, deals with whether Gates violated federal sex trafficking laws by paying for travel of an underage girl. And the investigation is part of a case involving a former county tax collector who was charged in August. And he was charged with trafficking girls ages 14 to 17. And then the investigation is focused on money that he allegedly paid multiple women after recruiting them online for sex. And he's denying he ever paid women for sex, all of that. Of course, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, Democrat, said if the allegations are true, he should be removed from the Judiciary Committee, or worse, it would be a matter for the Ethics Committee. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who is a Republican, called the allegations serious, but said he needs more information and said there are serious implications. If it comes out to be true, yes, we would remove him if that's the case. But right now, Matt Gaetz says it's not true and we don't have any information, so we have to get the information. He's saying that he cooperated with the federal authorities in looking into this $25 million extortion plot, and that his father wore a wire for the FBI to gather evidence, and he called for the recordings to be released. So we'll see where all of this ends up. But it definitely ended up all over Twitter, and he was speaking out about it, so it was all over the place because he was speaking out. And then again, it goes to the do you talk about it, do you not talk about it, and do you wait to see what happens with the investigation, or do you try to counterattack what's happening in the court of public opinion? So he decided to go on the offense instead of the defense, and to tell a little bit, you know, as much as he could about the whole extortion thing. And I would think that, I don't know, does it push up the timetable of the investigation? Perhaps. Might. All right. We're headed to the dogs. Karen Laird joins us to talk about Pal Puppy next.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us this time around, and she's got a cool book, Pal Puppy Storytime, New Beginnings. Karen, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you.
And, of course, the book is so steeped with, I think, so many lessons, and it's just great for kids, and it's great to open up the conversation. So let's talk about you, though, and let's talk about your connection to children and what you've done in your career.
Well, pretty much when I was a young girl, even starting at 12, I found that I had a great interest being with kids. And through high school and on as an adult, I went to college, and it's my gift. I feel like it's a gift that I've been given to working with children.
I know, and I love hearing children around you. You can tell that they're very, very comforted by you. So now we fast forward to you writing this book, and tell us about the book and the journey to doing the book.
Okay. Well, I lived in a town that was, there was a lot of gangs going on, and my son that was, at the time, he was like 11, and I have a daycare, and he was starting to kind of mess around with those gang people. And so I just felt like, you know, children need to learn at a young age and have a conversation with their parents saying, you know, who do you listen to? And I named it Crooked and Lovey Dovey and then Pal, which is a positive attitude. And so it grew from that where my stories just started coming out where with my daycare children that I used just to explain, you know, that we can listen to ourselves and we can make our own good help puppy, good sense, you know, use that. So it just really, it also started from a clowning business. I mean, the story is so involved. But,
and you explain that. So it's kind of sprung from that too, right?
Yeah, it did. I don't know. I always had a feeling that I wanted to have a clowning business or be a clown, be silly, you know, with kids and have fun. And so I did that. I was Annie the clown, and I ended up starting a story time with that and doing face painting and doing parties. And so it just, I don't know, I just started getting more characters, and at that time I had puppets, and Cricket and Pell Puppy, or Cricket and Lovey Dovey and Pell would just, you know, have the conversations. So. Yeah.
And the conversations are those conversations, like you said, if we go back to your son and what you saw. And so what are you hoping that the book leads to for some people that read the book?
Well, I guess the thought that I really had was that I hope that it would be a reference book that could start families talking about, you know, like talking with bullies or talking, you know, to people that are suggesting they do things that they need to really listen to their own heart of, you know, for right and wrong. And so.
Yeah, the lessons in it. And that's what you're saying. I mean, that's the whole idea of Pal Puppy in life. And exactly, and how you can be in life. And why a puppy? Why did you pick a puppy?
Well, that's interesting because I really wanted to choose an animal that was something that was familiar to each child. And I'm an animal lover. And so I would just sit on the porch and, you know, pet my dog or my cat. And tell them everything in my mind, you know, what was bothering me. And they always listened. They didn't walk away. They listened. So I just felt like, you know, I think a dog would probably be the best that a child could really feel close to.
Right. So and you're right, because the whole idea of the puppy, et cetera. What was the reaction when you first released the book to Pal Puppy?
Oh, my goodness. It was wonderful. Well, of course, in my daycare, they were my guinea pigs. So everybody just loved it. At one point, I even made little ears for them that they put on their head. And, they were very interested. Even my son at that point, his friends and all of them, we had t-shirts to wear and, everybody was very supportive of it. They understood where I was coming from, and they enjoyed my stories too.
Nice. I love that. So if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that, Karen?
Well, I have an email that's called everyoneneedsapal1@outcome.com. And there's also I have a pen pal. So, like, if your children would like to have a conversation with me about their cricket and lovey-dovey and their pal, or would like to solve, you know, just talk about something that's been bothering them, that I would love to have a conversation with them about that. And who knows, maybe even we'll have another idea for another book.
Yep, there you go. Oh, I can see it already. I love it. Pal Puppy Storytime, New Beginnings. You got to pick up that book, and thank you, Karen Laird, for coming on.
Ooh, thank you so much for asking me. It's a real pleasure.
All right, so you got to love anybody that likes kids the way she does and then tells the story of her son being worried about gangs and then comes up with the idea ultimately leading to the book and the attraction to puppies and dogs for children and the lessons they can learn. And I was thinking about this today. What's the lesson for running away? So my dog Guinness today ran away twice. He didn't run away from the house and he was gone forever. But he's like crazy fast. He's like a thoroughbred. And I think his mind, he knows the places where he has seen rabbits before. So we had people over looking at something in the house, and the back gate was open, of course, so our fault. He goes flying out the back gate and trying to get him. Oh, forget about it. This is the best when you have a neighbor like this. So I have a neighbor. There he is. Guinness, please. The gate is locked. I'm certain of it. So when he gets out, I'm saying, Guinness, come here. He's just, he's again, like the thoroughbred, looking for the rabbits. And one of my neighbors, three houses down across the street, sees Guinness. And I don't know her. I've never met her. Calls Guinness over, thinks she's going to call the number on the tag. And I say, oh, my gosh, that's my dog. I go running toward her. And she said, well, because, of course, naturally I did not have the leash, right? So she picks him up, and he's about 60 pounds, and walks. She said, I got him. I'm used to working out in the summer. I got the dog. Let me just lift him. She just walked the dog down the street, took him to my house. I was just like, I thought it was great. And there's so many stories about, by the way, dogs and lessons, and then dogs saving kids and things that happen. I heard about this one, and I'm sure it's out there all over the place, but I heard about this blind Labrador retriever, Norman, who loved to run on the beach with his owner. He loved the beach because it was a safe public spot where he could run, and he didn't think twice, though, when he heard this girl cry for help in the water. So despite the blindness of the dog, goes right into the water to save a little girl who was drowning. So listening to the screams, he finds her and guides her, pushes her. And there's other people reacting, but he gets there first and guides her to the shore, helps guide her to the shore. And so it didn't matter. Isn't that the best, right? And then there's another good story that I heard about that was about a 12-month-old who was splashing water in the bird bath when a rattlesnake cornered him and tried to strike, and a 5-pound chihuahua, Zoe, the 5-pound chihuahua, rushed the snake, attacked it. The snake bit the dog, but Zoe was fine. So she saved the baby from a poisonous snake bite, and she herself was fine. But this 12-month-old child would have been bit by the rattlesnake. Can you imagine? And of course, you hear all kinds of stories about dogs helping owners who collapse or something happens, and they alert people because of their bark, or they have these senses of kind of running for rescue and going next door or houses down. So pretty cool stuff. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.